St. Mary's School Spotlight. Joining us is Gail Strom. Good morning, Gail. How's it going? We've got a few topics to cover here.
We do, Ryan. Thank you.
All right. Let's start with the Middle School Quiz Bowl.
Yes. We have four very dedicated students this year participating in the Middle School Quiz Bowl. They're going to be participating in a couple of tournaments this month. On March 5th, they will be performing in Algona, and on March 19th in Lawton. The Middle School Quiz Bowl is an event where the students learn a bunch of trivia about a variety of disciplines, and then they go and compete with other schools on that trivia information.
Very good there. And now let's move to the high school and some speech contest results you wanted to share. And those individuals have another performance coming up here.
Yes, they do. Saturday, we participated in the local speech competition, and that was at Carol Kemper in Carol. And we have seven events for that individual state speech that will be moving on to March 12th in Mobile for the state speech competition. We're good. Very proud of those students and their hard work that they've been putting into that.
Yes, as you should be. So, drill team night to look forward to here coming up pretty soon.
Correct. Yes, we have Miss Erin Larson is of our supervisor for that, and this is a K-12 event. Drill team night is on Saturday, March 12th. And the students in kindergarten through eighth grade will be coming in that morning, and they'll be coached by a drill team member, and they'll learn a little routine. And then following Mass that evening, our drill team night kicks off at 7 p.m. in the St. Mary's gym, and that will include performances by our drill team team as well as then those students that come in between.
And you were telling me that you're going to be taking a few students to perform their Irish tea music. What's this all about?
Yes. In music news, our second graders every year perform an Irish tea for their parents. It's a really fun event. They get to invite their moms, and then we have a little tea along with this little Irish performance that includes songs, dances, and poems. This we will be performing for our moms on March 17th at 1:30 p.m. in the new parish center. And we also have, but because we've been spending so much time on this, we will also be sharing this with Methodist Manor and Northlake Manor on March 16th. Our students are very excited, and we just thought we'd be able to share that with a few other people. Also on March 17th, we're doing a leprechaun leap with our middle school. The Middle School Character Council, which is like our middle school's student council, they're going to have a little lunch mixer. So we're getting in the Irish spirit for sure.
Oh, yeah. March 17th, you say for that. And looking a couple of days past that, it's getting closer now, the St. Mary's Ball and Charity Auction.
Yes, Ryan. This is our extremely fun, supportive ball every year, and that will be held on March 19th. Tickets are still available until 4 p.m. on March 11th for that auction at Tiffany's. Each year it is held at BVU. Tickets are only $60 each. You can purchase those online in the parish office or the school office. And we also have a few big raffle tickets left. We've done a great job selling those big raffle tickets, so we want to give a big thank you to everyone who has already purchased. But if you still want to get in on that action, you can do that as well.
A lot has been going on and coming up at Storm Lake St. Mary's. Gail Strom, thank you so much for telling us about all that, and have a good day.
You too. Thank you, Ryan.
And that, our Storm Lake St. Mary's School Spotlight on Mix 101.7.